shootings and mass shootings in America is like blaming Pac-Man for us being fat. Why is it that a man who just shot 20 people, murdered 20 people, and shot dozens of others, looked more comfortable turning himself into the police than a black man who gets pulled over for a tail light? Why is it that a guy that you know has a gun and has used it is less dangerous to you than a black guy you imagine? I was struck by something I heard over the course of this week. I was watching A.M. Jordan, and there was Malcolm Nance, who was a former CIA director. And he talked about how Timothy McVeigh, when he was pulled over by a state trooper, was shocked that the state trooper didn't hold the same values as he does. What I noticed over and over and over again is when acts like these are perpetrated, I never see righteous indignity with the police department. I never see anybody have to be restrained. I've seen police officers get more angry at a black dude who asked why they were being pulled over than somebody who just murdered somebody. Dylan Roof murdered 9 people and was taken to Burger King. And Dylan wasn't particularly afraid of them, and they weren't afraid of him. Why? Why is there so much coziness between law enforcement and people who espouse these extremist views? Why is that? Why are they so comfortable around each other? There was the Interceptor published an interesting article that said that there was no centralized recruiting process or set of national standards that exist for the 18,000 law enforcement agencies in the United States, many of which have deep historical connection to racist ideologies. As a result, state and local police, as well as sheriff's departments, present ample opportunities for white supremacists and other right-wing extremists to expand their power base. In a report in October 2006, we talked about how, but I've said this to you before, but this is from 2017. It says that white supremacists have a historical interest in infiltrating law enforcement communities or recruiting law enforcement personnel. The effort can lead to investigative breaches and can jeopardize the safety of law enforcement personnel.
Is the president a white supremacist?
He is.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
One of your 2020 rivals, Congressman Beto O'Rourke, told me this morning that he believes President Trump is a white supremacist or a white nationalist. Do you agree?
I do.
Stay in the House, number one today. I think we're missing two central statements we need to make. Number one, we can no longer allow a white nationalist to be in the White House. Number one. And number two,
he's a man who cozies up to the white supremacists. He calls them fine fellows.
I think he is. I think it's very clear by his actions. And at best, he is empowering white nationalists and making people who have that extreme ideology feel validated from the highest office in the land.
Services like food stamps or Medicaid. You heard the acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services defend all of this by saying, give me your tired and your poor, and then he added, who can stand on their own 2 feet and who will not become a public charge. When you heard that, what did you think?
I think it's ironic that Mr. Cuccinelli would take such a position, knowing that we admitted immigrants from Italy and from Ireland and from Poland and from Germany and many places who were fleeing famine, who were fleeing hardship, who were fleeing harm. And our position was that wherever you come from, give us your tired, your poor, your sick. And so I find it actually remarkable in a very troubling way, that he actually had the gall to speak the words that he spoke. It's clear that's how they feel, but the fact that he actually said it, and unapologetically, tells us exactly where we are. There's not much speculation that at this point is required to figure out what are the motivations of this administration and what are their tactics.
These dehumanizers sought to dehumanize those who do not look like or pray like the majority here in this country. He said, I wish we had more immigrants from Nordic countries because those from Haiti bring AIDS. Those from Africa come from shithole nations.
When he said after Charlottesville, there were, and I quote, very fine people on both sides. I said then he gave license and safe harbor to white supremacists and neo-Nazis.
All of the evidence out there suggests that we have a president who is a racist, who is a xenophobe, who appeals and is trying to appeal to white nationalism.
During his decades-long career, Birds notoriously referred to electric shock device he used as the nigger box. It's ripe. In 2009, shortly after the election of Barack Obama, the Department of Homeland Security discovered that right-wing extremists have capitalized on the election of the first African-American president. The report concluded that lone wolves and small terrorist cells embracing violent right-wing extreme ideology are the most dangerous domestic terrorists in the world. Now, federal law enforcement agencies in general, the FBI, the Marshals, the ATF, they are aware that these extremists have infiltrated state and local law enforcement agencies, and that there are people in law enforcement agencies that may be sympathetic to these groups, said Daryl Johnson, who was the lead researcher of the DHS report. He singled out the Oath Keepers and Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, all police officer organizations, for their anti-government attitudes, efforts to recruit active as well as retired law enforcement officers. He said that the biggest issue is greater now than it's ever been.
City in the everyone is asking the same questions. Why does his hair look like that? Well, the president is off for a well-earned two-week vacation, which will be different from working. They want you to know the president will be available at all times if there is an emergency that needs to be made work. He is completely but on that we know now this pattern that we have always seen whenever there's a tragedy. It's all about how he's feeling, right? It's like, is he okay? This week, after the massacres, he attacked the media, Obama, Google, Sherrod Brown, the mayor of Dayton, Beto, California, Sleepy Joe. He's the only president who thinks consoler-in-chief means you console him. So he's a whiny little bitch.
The largest single state ICE raid in US history, retweeted conspiracy theories about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and visited the sites of last week's mass shootings, which went exactly as well as you'd expect.
Some of President Trump's own aides are conceding his visits to two cities in mourning didn't go as planned after new video shows him bragging about crowd sizes while at a hospital in El Paso.
I was here 3 months ago. We made a speech and we had a statement. What was the name of the arena? That place was packed, right?
And there was some crowd.
Thank you.
And we had twice the number outside.
We'll be right back.
mass killings this past weekend. The first was in El Paso, Texas. The slaughter of 22 people in El Paso's Cielo Fiesta Walmart was an act of a white supremacist. A manifesto he allegedly posted online shortly before the massacre echoed President Donald Trump's anti-immigrant, anti-Latino rhetoric. This attack is a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas, the alleged shooter wrote. Late that night in Dayton, Ohio, throngs of people were enjoying the Oregon Entertainment District when another white man in his 20s opened fire, killing 9 people in about 30 seconds before police killed him. Among those he murdered was his sibling. Unlike the El Paso killer, the Dayton shooter left no manifesto to explain his motivation for the rampage, but had in the past expressed violent fantasies and obsession with mass shootings, and classmates said he kept a rape and kill list while in high school.
From Republican Congressman Steve King, he was apparently discussing ways that there shouldn't be any exceptions at all for abortion rights for women, including in cases of rape and incest. I want you to watch this.
What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that? Considering all the wars and all the rape and pillage that's taken place and whatever happened in culture after society, I know I can't certify that I'm not part of a product of that.
Yeah, you're looking and you're listening to what he had to say.
These guys are just out of their minds. Like, what is that? You got one saying, yeah, that the statute of liberty only applies to people from Europe. You got another one saying it's rape and incest is okay. What is going on with these people?
I was asleep before. That's how we let it happen. When they slaughtered Congress, we didn't wake up. When they blamed terrorists and suspended the Constitution, we didn't wake up then either. Now I'm awake.
You girls will serve the leaders and their barren wives. You will bear children for them.
We want to have a baby together.
Oh, you are so lucky!
She's probably deeply troubled and therefore great at bed.
Stand on their own 2 feet and not become a public charge. Your huddled masses, yearning to be kidnapped and caged. The wretched, filthy, disgusting refuse of your shithole countries. Send these, the homeless, the good-for-nothing workers, to ICE lockup. Suffer the little children, then suffer them some more. We lift our lamp beside the iron door. My country, tis of thee. Forget that Lady Liberty. America first, you'll see. Onward to bigotry.
This crazy Beto. Beto had like 400 people.
To people from Europe, and you got another one saying it's rape and incest is okay. What is going on with these people? They need to. They do not understand the importance and the responsibility of their job.
He said that home security has given up tracking right-wing domestic terrorists, only the FBI now. So local police departments don't do it all. He said there's not even any training now to make state and local police aware that these groups exist and how can they infiltrate them. After a series of investigations, they uncovered substantial numbers of extremists in the military, the Department of Defense. They moved to impose stricter screenings, including monitoring recruits, tattoos for white supremacy symbols, and discharging those found to espouse racist views. The military acted swiftly. Police department, as it turns out, is a lot harder because there is a historical affinity of certain police departments with the same racial ideology espoused by extremists.
We have a great relationship.
I don't think I should be scared of anything.
It's too dangerous.
Deliver us from evil. Amen.
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah. I'm not going to be doing the diapers. I may never even see the kids.
I'm sorry.
Don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me.
I will build a great, great wall.
If we run, they'll try to kill us.
Oh, yes, of course.
He wants to see me alone.
Nothing surprising. Dirty and bad stuff.
Oh, ma'am.
Yes.
It is so big. Mm-hmm. It is so, it's so enormous.
Sure.
It's enormous. Okay. I wish it were softer. I wish it were nicer.
Don't console us, and mostly stay out of hospitals. We have seen what he does in these situations. Like, you know, he threw paper towels to hurricane victims. What's he do in a hospital, throw Tylenol? I mean, these poor people, imagine waking up from surgery and standing over you is this grinning, gaseous blob and his scowling trophy wife. People are like, shit, I must have died and went to hell.
Whatever he likes, he did. Can't bear the
pain. Wish it were softer. I wish it were nicer.
He could do whatever he likes, he did. Can't bear to get up.
Nobody has more respect for women than I do. Nobody.
And now they're making Ghostbusters with only women. What's going on?
Onward.
Hey, it's Three-Eyed Billy.
Your guide to the apocalypse.
What a great summer we're having. A little warm, right? It's a real make the apocalypse great again kind of summer. Environmental regulations are falling, industry guys are rising, and the Arctic is melting, burning, and spewing tons of wonderful, delicious apocalyptic carbon. Yum. Who needs that annoying doom and gloom science? I mean, more oil, gas, mining, coughing, and dying means more big bucks, right? It's all for jobs and winning and stuff. We can't let India and China keep beating us in the CO2 emissions race. We're not a MAGA death cult. We just want to make the apocalypse great again. Alaska, Greenland, and Siberia are melting and on fire. And Trump is appointing right-wing judges faster than you can say burning permafrost. Lifetime appointments to speed us to the apocalypse. Enjoy your summer and making the apocalypse great again!
Wow.
know how much Trump struggles to do the bare minimum of being a president, but it's still genuinely shocking just how much he struggles to do the bare minimum of being a fucking person. Because just consider the thought process that happened there. He visited a hospital filled with victims of a mass shooting and thought to himself, remember that other time when I was the center of attention and it was better? And then he thought, do you think anyone else remembers that? Then he thought, I should remind them, right? Then he thought, great idea. Then he thought, thank you. Then he thought, Ivanka. Then he thought, no time. And then he said it. And he was happy with how it sounded. But Trump's pathological lack of empathy should not distract us from the important question right now, which is what action, if any, will be taken on guns?
King of the E, and get it bitch screwed like the DJ. Yeah, I am the sit where we play. We got to chop where we play.
Okay.
Yeah, come through the scene, we gon' chop your ass up just like some sushi. Yeah. AK-47 stick, go stupid. Yeah. Draw the money out on the wheel.
Okay, little dirty, nappy headed East Atlanta nigga. Father said it, I was a force. 44, Hank Aaron Chrome, wanna make it home, then get out the Porsche. Let a nigga cover faded for, I had to fade a nigga at the faded for. It's tomato or tomato, either way, the boy the greatest play it. I won't say it no more. I was just fucked up, I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown. Board of Education versus Brown, I was Board of Education, left the town. Fuck a resume and fuck a cap and gown. Fuck a background, check background when I get the check, nigga, that's now. I was just fucked up, I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. Oh shit, I was just fucked up. I was down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
I was fucked up. I was a down, down bad. Picked up the pad, pick up the slack, pick up the litter, don't litter no bag. My seat been picking up racks, wraps them in clear, the act of you two, and I'm back in the booth, got them hacking the shackles, they lacking the juice, niggas dropping the ball, they on stacking the booth. Activist dude out of side of your face, we ain't jacking it, we ain't dapping them fools, get a nap, you do just embarrassing. We're going crazy like us, no comparison. Dribble like Marion Jones on the steroids, y'all niggas slow as a heroin high. Y'all had a year, y'all had a year, y'all had a year, but you let it go by.
I'm just fucked up
right now, which is what action, if any,
I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. Oh shit, I was just fucked up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
Dreamville, head honcho, bitch, we came for nothing, just like the Big Bang Theory. The poverty stain kept the pain buried and covered the shame with a dream. We would have fortune and fame, a million in the bank, chameleon paint turned cranberry. Now little Jermaine got the same stories that boy out of St. Vincent, St. Mary's. Boom, all hell, King Cole, first of his name, long may reign. The boy got a throne, but you know it in a game. Good nigga, I was born in the same. Pressure cooker, that's been known to bust a lump of coal and make a diamond. Too sick, me and wrote a Reaganomics. Screw sick, me to go to state of rhyming. Oh, God.
You could die today, so be held to pay. I'm a leaving, breathing, scheming testimony. So don't test me, homie. Put that knee on your it. Put a foot up that ass, you a stepping stone. All my niggas ain't getting no sleep. All of my niggas be chasing their dreams. Oh, I'm a force of nature, I can't. Till I had to break through all my tattoos for sure. They ain't never for sure. Might get tattooed on to tell your hoe, get the dope. In my time making love to your thoughts. Gon' get in line, baby, slut up your mind. It's a brand new season. I'm a righteous heathen. I take on the challenge and I leave it bleeding. I was down bad, now I'm even Steven. And I'm leaving every fucking weekend.
I was just fucked up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. Oh shit. I was just fucked up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carborough. This is Dr. Furious, and we are rocking out here in LPFM, WCOM, LPFM land. 103.5, we are a community-based radio, blasting out non-commercial like out of downtown Carborough into Orange and Durham and Chatham and other counties. We are just the coolest underground revolutionary thing going on down here. So if you want to support it, go to WCOMFM.org. You can also go to FuriousG.blogspot.com for this show and all the old shows, which go back decades because we've been a part of Mike Power Radio for a long time. Super fun. I'm Dr. Furious. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. Some of the show may be offensive to some danglers and others who might need to know that we're going to be talking about the white supremacist in chief, the orange supremacist. We're going to be getting into the ridiculously too much like The Handmaid's Tale reality that we live in. And if you don't know Margaret Atwood's work, check that out. You can check out other anti-fascist stuff that Furious has been a part of for a long time at that website I said earlier. And anti-fascist stuff. So we're going to keep doing what we do and have been doing. You can always check us out at the studio here, 919-246-9639. We're playing lots of underground crazy revolutionary music as well as cool brand new stuff. We just played some of the Dreamville stuff with Jid and Day Cole. J. Cole has been rocking out the local scene and international scene all over the place, man. He's really representing this area really well with some very conscious revolutionary hip-hop. And he's been working with some other cool DJs locally, including Ninth Wonder, who is another really awesome local DJ who's going to be coming up with the Hopscotch coming up here soon. In fact, if you are a Hopscotch fan, it's coming up. Yours truly, Dr. Furious, got a press pass, so let's go. Let me know, and we'll be there. Ninth Wonder is going to be there, so we're going to play some J. Cole and Ninth Wonder tracks. They've worked together. We're going to also spin some crazy new underground hip-hop I get from the different, very generous, I don't even know what you call them, like professional music promoters who always hook me up with some cool, fun stuff, Terror Radio and other fun stuff. I'm Furious.
Decades of widening inequality and political corruption have brought America to a breaking point. But just how far have we fallen? In some regards, America has more in common today with the developing world than industrialized nations. Many people are asking, is America becoming a third world country?
Oh yeah, hey listen, Dr. Furious, want to just also acknowledge, I'm furious, but also in addition to that, we also have a cool WCOM benefit concert, so you can meet Dr. Furious. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be there. It's a Saturday, 2 days. We're going to have a cool throwdown at the Kraken. So come on out there. It's out there on 54 outside of Carborough. We have fun. And
Rainbow Dandy Chug.
I promise to be there and make the most of it. You can help support Micropower Radio and community-based radio by showing up there and dancing your fun feet off, but also supporting the radio financially because, you know, we have to throw some air conditioning on every once in a while in this box. We have to actually reserve this cool, awesome room, DJ studio. There's other ways that, the incredible transmission system that we've got, the electronics that are just beautiful thanks to DJ Smoothness and the awesome board of directors who have done lots of things including help promote this awesome benefit coming up here in 2 days. So if you can be there, please be so. And if you are and you see Dr. Furious, say you heard this and I will give you a special high five. What else? The awesome, cool news down here in downtown Carborough also is that this I think coming up here this weekend is the one-year anniversary of toppling Silent Sham and the white supremacist Confederate statue. So we're going to be celebrating all the anti-fascist stuff going down. So if you're down for that, keep listening. You can also support Micropod Radio by jumping online at WCOMFM.org and kicking in some money there, too. However you got to do it. But the funnest way is going to be showing up here this weekend. So hopefully we'll see you there. I'm Dr. Furious. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. Thanks for listening to Micropod Radio. Furious.
And Bandit. Rainbow. Bomb. Chug. I don't know what it is. Bandit. Rainbow. And Chug. Bomb. Band Rainbow.
Yeah. See things that others may not see at first. To control the
nine. Yeah. I
has been astounding audiences with such non-musical science.
The president.
Is presenting a slump or by attaching a contact microphone to his Adam's apple and drinking a glass of water, trying to bypass his own ego. With taste, self, or whatever it might be called, to create musical happenings with a network of microphones that record and mix sound, a collision on a street, the closing of a door, a concert, bit variations for speakers, record players, radio tuners, tape recorders, mixers, and so on. Annually, many of the speakers and microphones were distributed in odd position at each, such as the mic on the street in front of the entrance.
Operator?
Do you know the capital of Saskatchewan?
It's probably Regina, Regina, isn't it?
Regina, okay, just...
Yes. Is this the Buffalo operator?
Yes, and what did you want here, sir?
Well, do you have a city zoo?
Yeah, that's the part. Let's try it.
How you scared to die, nigga? Don't believe that lie. I think that everybody happy dead. Hell is a fabricated figment of imagination. I done seen worse for real. Right there off yakking behind gas station. Cambridge arms, apartments where the girls get damaged young from overexposure to the vultures that prey on them like pastors is supposed to. If they wasn't so concerned about the tags that's on their clothes, but guess that's how it goes. Fuck it, what do I know? Ain't been to service since Jim Jones has something with hoes. I document my life with rap beefs, love songs, favorite albums, and years that my niggas got blood on. They sneakers from bodies they might have caught. I don't judge, knowing I'm just knowing. At night when they get quiet, that shit can fuck with them. And if it don't right now, it's gon' catch up to them. Guilt heavy as a cloud in a thunderstorm. My niggas blowing loud like an elephant. It's helping them to cope out. If it don't make something, make a dollar, make me wonder, make me prouder, make me calmer, make me better. I ain't no killer, don't make me half the nigga. You want my spot? Well, maybe after, nigga. So active on the radio, I'm radioactive, nigga. That's a bar, I had to give it to him. Never slouched it, not even no couches in the living room.
This is out in the open. You know, all people of one religion, inherently defected, should be banned from the shores of this country. The only modern Western democracy that I can think of that said anything close to this is the Third Reich.
She had a big old ass. I'm proud. I got a whole lot of cash. Kablap. I put a hole in your ass.
Vacant eyed, mouthing to the words written for him.
Like a motherfucker.
Condemning white supremacists this week. I don't believe fooled anyone.
It's not just the president who spews hate and racist fear-mongering without dealing with the consequences. It's Trump TV as well, specifically Tucker Carlson, doing the exact same thing, though admittedly with a defter touch. night after night after night. How precisely is diversity our strength? Ilhan Omar is living proof that the way we practice immigration has become dangerous to this country. Mexico has helped its citizens to break our federal laws. It's done that for years. That's what it looks like when a hostile foreign power interferes in your democracy. They don't buy Facebook ads that nobody sees. Why would they? They try to change the demographics of your country. What about us? What about our country? We're being invaded. It's going to overwhelm our country and change it completely and forever. And our viewers should know that.
It's not at all surprising that Carlson finds a very receptive audience among people like, for instance, the neo-Nazi website The Daily Stormer, whose founder, Carl Carson, literally our greatest ally. He earns the praise of former KKK leader David Duke, who tweeted just today, Tucker is right. White supremacy is a Zio-media conspiracy theory. Tucker Carlson tells his overwhelmingly white audience the country is theirs, diversity is a threat, immigrants are invading, and then turns to say with a straight face, white supremacy? What white supremacy?
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns, of problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country would be able to fit inside a college football stadium?
Carlson, like the president that he apologizes for, knows what he's doing. In this case, it's a clumsy little bait and switch in which he argues the only problem is a relatively small number of people that are members of a white supremacist organization. But as far as we know, the killer in El Paso wasn't a member of an organization, and the killer at the Pittsburgh synagogue wasn't a member of an organization, and the people throughout this country who get up in the faces of immigrants and people of color and scream at them to go back to their country, who berate people in gas stations because they're speaking Spanish, those people aren't members of organizations. The problem isn't white supremacists as some distinct category that only includes David Duke. It is the ideology to which the president and Tucker Carlson himself subscribe, which is that those people don't belong in this country, that it's not theirs, that diversity is a threat, that white people are being replaced. Now, I should say, in Carlson's defense, it's not an act. He really believes these things. If you want a textbook definition of what overt white supremacy looks like, it's this.
How could you salvage Iraq at this point?
I don't, you know, it's beyond our control. I mean, if somehow the Iraqis decided to behave like human beings or something. Iraq is a crappy place filled with a bunch of, you know, semi-literate primitive monkeys. But I just have zero sympathy for them or their culture, a culture where people just don't use toilet paper or forks.
Yeah, sub-literate primitive monkeys. It's not people with swastika tattoos or white hoods that are the problem. It's the belief system that this is a country for white people and that white people are better than non-white people. An act of violence, of mass murder in support of that ideology, like the massacre in El Paso, creates real waves of fear throughout the country, far surpassing the one person who did it. In the wake of this, people are coming forward with their stories of harassment and intimidation and fear that is flowing from this racist ideology. One Latina immigrant telling the New York Times, "It feels like being hunted." It's the ideology that is being pumped into the minds of the viewers of that show on Trump TV every night. Joining me now are Ana Maria Archila, co-executive director of the Center for Popular Democracy.
Musical sounds such as sitting at a piano for 4 minutes presents your cinema for a night, but I get a suspicious and lost look. This is not just the business made off me in lots and upset. Has been astounding audiences with such non-musical sounds, such as sitting at a piano for 4 minutes presenting a slime, or by attaching a contact microphone to his Adam's apple and drinking a glass of water, trying to bypass his own ego, taste, self, or whatever it might be called, to create musical happenings with a network of microphones that record and mix sound, a collision on a street, the closing of a door, a concert, bit variations for speakers, record players, radio tuners, tape recorders, record players, radio tuners, tape recorders, mixers, and so on. The annual, many of the speakers and microphones were distributed in odd position, such as the mic on the street in front of the entrance.
Was Malcolm Nance, who was a former CIA director, and he
talked about how Timothy McVeigh, when he was pulled over by a state trooper, was shocked that the state trooper didn't hold the same values as he does. What I noticed over and over and over again is when acts like these are perpetrated, I never see righteous indignity with the police department. I never see anybody have to be restrained. I've seen police officers get more angry at a black dude who asked why they were being pulled over than somebody who just murdered somebody. Dylan Roof murdered 9 people and was taken to Burger King. And Dylan wasn't particularly afraid of them, and they weren't afraid of him. Why? Why is there so much coziness between law enforcement and people who espouse these extremist views? Why is that?
I'm in the hospital. I've had enough orange jello. But of course, you can't tell him he's unpopular. His new press spokesman drank the Kool-Aid, said, oh yeah, Trump went to the hospital. They said they treated him like a rock star. Yeah, R. Kelly.
All the places, whatever happened, is part of the problem.
Out of their minds.
Why are they so comfortable around each other? There was the Interceptor published an interesting article that said that there was no centralized recruiting process or set of national standards that exist for the 18,000 law enforcement agencies in the United States, many of which have deep historical connection to racist ideologies.
Democracy that I can think of that said anything close to this is the Third Reich, Nazi Germany, talking about human beings as though they are animals, making them subhuman to make it okay to put their kids in cages. We've lost 7 children in our custody just over the last year in this, the wealthiest, the most powerful country on the face of the planet, saying that he wants more immigrants like those from Nordic countries, the whitest places on the face of the planet. This president, his openism is also an invitation to violence. We've seen a rise in hate crimes every single one of the last 3 years. So Joe, you're absolutely right. The writing has been on the wall since his maiden speech coming down that escalator describing Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals. The actions that follow cannot surprise us. And anyone who is surprised is part of this problem right now, including members of the media who ask, hey, Beto, do you think the president is racist? Well, Jesus Christ, of course he's racist. He's been racist from day one, before day one, when he was questioning whether Barack Obama was born in the United States. He's trafficked in this stuff from the very beginning. And we are reaping right now what he has sown and what his supporters in Congress have sown. We have to put a stop to it.
Probably Regina, Regina, isn't it?
Regina, okay, just...
Is this the Buffalo operator?
Yes, and what did you want here, sir?
Well, do you have a city zoo?
I can't hear the name you're saying.
A zoo.
Number nine. Number nine.
President Trump today met with survivors and first responders in both cities still recovering from the tragedies. Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas.
In the grooves of this record is
but before he left... The president answered questions about how he plans to deal with guns and the threat of white supremacy in the United States.
I think there's a great appetite to do something with regard to making sure that mentally unstable, seriously ill people aren't carrying guns. I am concerned about the rise of any group of hate. I don't like it. Any group of hate, I am, whether it's white supremacy, whether it's any other kind of supremacy, I am very concerned about it, and I'll do something about it.
Any other kind of supremacy? What other kind of supremacy is Trump concerned about?
That's right, we're under threat from white supremacy and the born supremacy. Very confusing plot. So confusing.
You know what I find interesting about Donald Trump? I don't think he's ever worn a t-shirt, but also, have you noticed how he seems to go out of his way not to single out white supremacists? He rarely goes out of his way. After Charlottesville, he was like, well, technically, everyone was being violent. It wasn't just them. And now he's saying he's against white supremacy and other supremacists, even though the FBI specifically warned Americans about white supremacy. He just doesn't want to single them out, which is not very comforting, you know? It's like if your girlfriend asks, baby, do you love me? And your response was, yeah, I love everyone. I love you. I love my mom. I love people. I love our mailman. It's not gonna make you feel good. So from what we've seen so far, it doesn't look like Trump is willing to take the lead in pushing for gun regulation or combating white supremacy, which is why the Democratic presidential candidates are using this opportunity to show that they can lead.
It is very clear that this kind of hate is being legitimized from on high.
Donald Trump is responsible for this. He's responsible because he is stoking fears and hatred and bigotry.
He has based his entire political career on fanning the flames of bigotry and division and hate.
What he has got to understand is that when you have language that is racist, there are mentally unstable people in this country who see that as a sign to do terrible, terrible things.
We're living through a rare moment in this nation's history where our president has more in common with George Wallace than he does with George Washington.
Whoa, that's not fair. Donald Trump has lots in common with George Washington. They both had major beefs with the UK. They both buy their wigs from the same place. Washington chopped down a cherry tree. I'm pretty sure Trump also hates fruits. Lots of similarities. But beyond blaming Trump, the Democrats have released a series of proposals for how they would stop guns from getting into the hands of white supremacists or people who are just deranged. And many of their proposals are similar. You know, things like universal background checks, closing loopholes, and replacing bullets with little flags that say bang. But because he's the front runner, all eyes have been on Joe Biden. And it didn't get off to a great start, because while people were still mocking Trump for consoling victims in Toledo instead of Dayton, Joe Biden came out and one-upped Trump by messing up both cities, offering his sympathies to Houston and Michigan. Yeah, I feel like at this rate, the debates are just gonna end up with both men wandering out in their bathrobes totally confused.
If I just am nice to him in his totalitarian impulses.
Well, you had Gene on early talking about economic narcissism. Mm-hmm. This is foreign policy narcissism. He thinks that if he intervenes in anything, he can solve the problem. Of course, we found that that's not the case. When I talk about this global crap storm, as you put it,
You put it slightly different.
Oh, you did, yes, that's right.
I cleaned it up.
Thank you.
The TV. No,
thank you, added a little dignity to the whole thing. But if you look at the world right now, this is a president who's never faced a major global crisis, but he's on the verge of facing five or six at once. North Korea launching new missiles, China with troops massed on the border at Hong Kong, India and Kashmir, possibly the most dangerous nuclear situation in the world, on the verge of war. Iran, Persian Gulf, on the verge of war. Europe coming apart at the seams, Russia launching nuclear missiles that blow up and kill their scientists. Brazil.
While Russians have been protesting for...
With 50,000 Russians in the street this weekend protesting Vladimir Putin. And of course, on top of all of this, the greatest crisis of our time, you have Arctic fires, Greenland melting. Every single one of these cases, every single one has been made worse by the policies of Donald Trump, by trying to sweet talk Kim Jong-un, by sending a message to the Chinese and every other autocrat in the world, go ahead, do what you got to do. I don't care about human rights, about, you know, kowtowing to Vladimir Putin, a backing off of environmental protections. Look around the world right now, and each one of these things is ratcheting up. And you talked about one at the top of the show, an economic slowdown, a global recession on top of all of that. And you've got to say, we could see in the next year this president being tested by multiple crises of his own making. And just as you said a moment ago, they don't have the team to handle it in the White House. They don't have the national security process. The president doesn't think he needs advisors. And that's why we're at the edge of something very, very dangerous.
To speed us to the apocalypse. Enjoy your summer and making the apocalypse great again.
By the way, he would throw Israel overboard in a second if it was better for him. Do not kid yourself. And you own it now. You know, if you're the person that votes for Donald Trump, you are no different than if you were watching on the subway five white nationalists berate an African-American woman saying, go back to where you came from, and then you hid and you put your head home. You can't hide behind the economy anymore. You own it. You don't get to do that anymore. I think that's critical. It's interesting. We keep talking about race. We keep always talking about minorities. It's on white people. It really, really is. You don't get to say, he's good for the economy, and they all say stuff like that. No, they don't. This is a man with Nazi tendencies. Well, I'm not going to use the word fascist anymore, and I don't have to go through the list. And if reporters asked him, Mr. President, do you think you should stay beyond 8 years? He'll give you his honest answers, because they show themselves. Mr. President, do you think your opponents, do you think people in the press should be put in jail? He'll answer it. Let's see who's there. And by the way, he went into this rant the week after he got his highest approving ratings ever, his 45%. It shows when he's feeling power what he's capable of.
And you can tell they're fired up about these issues because they are cussing like all the kids have gone to bed.
And the Republicans need to, quite frankly, get their shit together and stop pandering to the NRA because people are getting killed.
Senator Cory Booker, quote, in such a bullshit soup of ineffective words. This is so weak.
Mitch McConnell needs to get off his ass and do something. People are getting killed in the streets in America and nobody's acting. Nobody.
Is there anything in your mind that the president can do now to make this any better?
What do you think? You know that he's been saying. He's been calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals. I don't know, like members of the press, what the
Damn!
In our evils. I mean, you know, America's not unique in its sins as a country. We're not unique in our evils, to be honest with you. I think where we may be singular is our a refusal to acknowledge them and the legends and myths we tell about our inherent, you know, goodness to hide and cover and conceal so that we can maintain a kind of willful ignorance that protects our innocence. See, the thing is that when the Tea Party was happening, we were saying, pundits, oh, it's just about economic populism. It's not about race. When people knew, social scientists were already writing
that what was driving the Tea Party were anxieties about demographic shifts, that the country was changing, that they were seeing these racially ambiguous babies on Cheerios commercials, that the country wasn't quite feeling like it was a white nation anymore. And people were screaming from the top of their lungs, yo, this is not just simply economic populism. This is the ugly underbelly of the country.
WCOMLPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Hey, this is Michael Pot Radio. We are at the top of the hour. Downtown Carrboro. Lots of fun going through. And we are bringing it to you as part of Michael Pot Radio, kind of a volunteer-driven experience. Hope you're enjoying it. We'll be back here relatively soon with some more underground revolutionary hip-hop. All volunteer-driven. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. She's my co-partner in crime and subconscious engineer. We are also supported by some of the best fans in the world, some of whom are anonymous donors. So thanks to that, and anonymous underwriters. We'll also be going here late in the late night. And in a way that's only possible by the support of listeners, many of whom should know that we're going to be rocking out at the Kraken here this weekend. So if you can, come on down to the Kraken, Highway 54 outside of west of Carrboro. It's very true. Asheville and Carrboro have very similar vibes, or at least they used to when I was back there in the 90s. We're going to be rocking out at the Kraken volunteer big old benefit concert. It just makes me reminds me of when in Asheville, actually, we had a huge benefit concert at the Asheville Pizza and Brewing Company back in the day. It was even before that. It was called Two Moons Brew and View, where it was a crazy kind of community movie theater. And we actually had a benefit concert there for the radio station, Free Radio Asheville, which at the time was illegal. And we took over the movie theater and had a big benefit concert. We actually blasted the radio live from on top of the movie theater during the benefit concert. Had like thousands of people show up, and that was kind of the beginning of the huge wave that brought thousands of people to D.C. and protesting against the National Association of Broadcasters and FCC, who were making micropower radio like this illegal. So now it's legal. So we get to use these fun toys, and my way of making the most of it is picking fun at the biggest bully out there and calling out white supremacists and acknowledging, for example, like this weekend, I think the 20th, we are celebrating a year of silent sham. We have been free of silent shame for a year. If you don't know what that's about, some really brave local folks tore down a Confederate statue on campus that was just obnoxious in so many ways. And actually, I think on Monday, coming up here relatively soon, there's going to be a big meeting about what's going on in Chatham County in Pittsburgh, where we're going to also confront the crypto-fascist white supremacist statue that's standing out down there. So there's lots of ways to do what you can to support non-commercial radio. I'm in here doing what I do, and if you want to be a part of it, be at WCOMFM.org. You can also go to furiousg.blogspot.com and support the radio. I support the radio by volunteering. You can come and volunteer to shake your bootay at the benefit concert coming up this Saturday. The Kraken. Learn more about it at WCOMFM.org. And most importantly, keep doing what you're doing. I'm furious!
Doors, this is out in the open. You know, all people of one religion, inherently defective, and should be banned from the shores of this country. The only modern Western democracy that I can think of that said anything close to this is the Third Reich.
Statistic, gun violence has paralyzed 535 people in this country this year. They're called the United States Congress. Come on, stay with me a little faster than that. No, Americans have made it clear they will endure school shootings, they will endure church shootings, but they draw the line at their shopping trips to Walmart. That is too far. So, well, the shooter in El Paso did it because all the things that Trump says all the time, he took to be true, like Mexico is invading us, that kind of shit. He took all that to be true. But in his manifesto, he wanted everybody to know that he wasn't getting this from Donald Trump. No, no, no. He was getting it from Lou Dobbs, same as Trump. But what he did do, this guy, this shooter, he wanted you to know, nothing to do with Trump. Although in the manifesto, Trump does get a story by credit. But it's scary the way some of this stuff is going so mainstream. Tucker Carlson of Fox News says white nationalism is a hoax. You gotta love Republicans. Global warming is a hoax. Russia, that was a hoax. White nationalism is a hoax. Hillary Clinton runs a pedophile ring out of a pizza parlor, completely true. That one we know is true. And Tucker's evidence that white nationalism is a hoax, he says it's because he never met one. Oh, come on, Tucker, yes you have.